This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The specialized police unit that included at least some of the Memphis officers involved in the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols was disbanded Saturday after video of the attack was released on Friday. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
In Memphis, Tennessee, protesters cheered loudly when they heard of the disbandment of Scorpion, or Street Crimes Operation, to restore peace in our neighborhoods. In a statement, the police department said it was permanently deactivating the Scorpion unit after the police chief spoke with members of Nichols' family, community leaders, and other officers. The unit was formed in 2021 to concentrate on crime hotspots. Critics say such specialized teams can be prone to abusive tactics. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Ukraine and its Western allies are now engaging in a fast-track talk on the possibility of arming the invaded country with the long-range missiles and military aircraft. AP correspondent Sarah Naffa reporting.
Mikhailo Podolyak, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, said Ukraine's supporters in the West understand how the war is developing and know the need to supply planes capable of providing cover for armored vehicles that the United States and Germany pledged at the beginning of the month, a decision that led to criticism not only from the Kremlin, but from the Secretary General of NATO and European Union member Hungary. Western weapons have proven essential to Ukraine's defense, while stoking ever higher tensions with Moscow. Amid the news of the Western pledges of heavy tanks, Russia bombarded Ukraine with exploding drones and artillery shells. The attacks continued Saturday when Russian missiles struck the city of Kostyantynivka in eastern Ukraine's Donetsk province. The fighting has largely been deadlocked over the past months, with winter conditions slowing down ground operations and neither side reporting significant progress. I'm Sarah Naffa.
There's more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has kicked off his 2024 White House bid with a stop in the state of New Hampshire, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Former President Trump says it's good to be back in New Hampshire.
We're starting right here as a candidate for president.
He blasted a decision by the Democratic National Committee to make South Carolina the first primary state, replacing Iowa and the Granite State, noting Joe Biden did poorly in the New Hampshire primary in 2020.
Humiliating fifth place defeat, and now he's taking a revenge on the voters of your state.
And Trump says he's doing well in the polls, and he's confident he will beat any Democrat.
These are radical left people. I think in many cases they're Marxists and communists.
He's announcing campaign leaders in New Hampshire and in South Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
United Nations Rights Chief Volker Turk says Myanmar has plunged ever deeper into crisis since the military launched a coup against the country's democratically elected government nearly 2 years ago on February 1st, 2021. Turk spokesman Jeremy Lawrence says the country has undergone a wholesale regression in human rights. VOA's Lisa Schlein tells us more.
He says violence has spiraled out of control in total disregard of the military's legal obligations to protect civilians under international law.
Far from being spared, civilians have been the actual targets of attacks. Victims of targeted and indiscriminate artillery barrages and airstrikes, extrajudicial executions, the use of torture, and the burning of whole villages.
At least 2,890 people reportedly have died at the hands of the military. However, the UN Human Rights Office believes that number to be grossly underestimated. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced a series
Former
of punitive steps against the Palestinians,
starting
including
right
plans to beef up Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank. This is in response to a pair of shooting attacks that killed 7 Israelis and wounded 5 others. The announcement casts a cloud over a visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. A mobile app for migrants to seek asylum in the United States has been overwhelmed since it was introduced this month and one of several major changes to the government's response to unprecedented migration flows. New appointments are made available daily, but migrants are increasingly frustrated by a variety of error messages. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.